Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin B. Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Oh, it's the Zach Sang Show. In the studio right now is Matt Bennett. Hey. Hello.
Hey, everyone.
New album, Terminal Cases. Look how pretty it is. It's so nice. How'd you get a legit thing like this?
Through an old friend from New York. My friend Josh Bloom and I did improv together at Upright Citizens Brigade.
Cool.
And he works in publicity.
Okay.
Music publicizing. And so he knew people, and I wanted to make an album. And he helped me out in a major way. Because look, I can hold them in my hands.
I mean, it's tangible. It's real. It's not just on the internet.
Can I hold one in my hands?
Course. Yes, you may. Yeah,
we're all holding them now.
It's real.
Things now.
And the blurb on the CD cover reads, Terminal Cases, a debut album by Matt Bennett, is a concept record about divorce inspired by the films of Robin Williams, featuring the songs Fisher King, Hook Part 1, and Jumanji.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Fisher King, I'm not going to lie to you. I listened to it, you know, a few times.
Thank you.
I mean, it sounds pretty,
it was described as darkly beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
By like WNYC or somebody, and I'm proud of it. I tried, there are 10 songs and it's 10 different vibes. I wanted to see, I never have done this before.
Yeah.
I've sang, you know, I did I Think You're Swell and Broken Glass on Victorious.
Which, by the way, I Think You're Swell was one of my favorite songs to ever come out of Victorious.
Thank
and
you, exactly.
I really thought that Nickelodeon could have made that a single and it could have been something. It was so good.
It was a download, you know, if you downloaded the Victorious soundtrack, you got an extra free track. Yeah, but I did.
But it's also like one of the most famous songs, the songs that Robbie sang to Kat. I mean, it was huge.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, Ariana and I have performed that song a number of times together to rave reviews every single time. But, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
It really could have been great.
I decided to move on and make a dark concept album about my parents' divorce. Oh, you know, it's about my parents' divorce.
Yeah.
They split up right around the same time Victorious ended. And so I just found myself with very little to. I need structure in my life.
Yeah.
And so I started taking Japanese class. I don't know if you realize how important your location is to me.
Why?
Across the street was an old cafe called the Rune Boutique.
Okay.
It closed a couple of years ago. But in December 2011, my friend Brian Morrison sent me a message on Facebook and said, I'm going to a concert at the Rune Boutique tonight. And it was a girl named Kiari Pamyu Pamyu. I was right across the street.
Yeah.
And it changed my life. So it's just so good.
Okay. We got to tackle this. And this is
a bunch of stuff.
This is a lot to get into.
Yes. Okay.
And I want to start with your parents' divorce, right?
Because yes, great.
I remember when you were going through it, and I love your dad.
Fred Bennett is amazing.
He is such an amazing human being.
He loves you.
He is a genuine soul.
I'll tell the story about when you met him. I did a concert at the Sidewalk Cafe in New York City.
Yeah.
It's a free show. And Ariana tweeted that she was going to be there.
And
so we show up to 400 screaming children hanging outside to a place that can only fit 100 people.
It was crazy.
And so my dad, 60-year-old Fred Bennett, Zach Sang, and my little sister played makeshift security guards. And there's a picture of you just like holding children back. And Ariana getting a picture with my two little cousins. And there's just children everywhere. And my dad's like, that Zach Sang is a good guy. He stepped up to the plate. He stepped up to the challenge.
And forever, Fred Bennett and I have been connected.
That's right.
Like two souls just there.
I told him I was going to do Zach Sang in the gang and go, Zach Sang, good guy.
I love it.
He has a mustache, my dad.
You know, that was a crazy day. I think that was a crazy day for Victorious fame and like the realness of what Victorious was in your life.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, right, it was a different era for Ariana. It was a different era for you. I mean, the fact that Ariana was traveling without a security guard was weird.
It's true. It was. We were all in our infancy of what we were growing into. And Victorious had just kind of hit its peak. You know, it was prime time, all of us.
Yeah.
We were in high demand. And Liz was there, too, but she left early because there were too many kids.
She couldn't do it. She got in a taxi from Alphabet City all the way to New Jersey. And she just told me she was going out to get some air. And then before I knew it, I got a text.
Yeah, you have to keep your eye on her. Yeah. Slip and sneak.
I'm back in New Jersey. But it really was. It was such a... I remember that day so vividly because it was exactly what everybody's future was about to be.
Mm,
almost.
Almost.
But not almost, but it was. I mean, for a long time, that was your reality. That was the world that you lived in.
Yeah, it's true.
When you think about that time today, how do you feel?
You know, I wish that it had gone on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I understand why it had to end. But beyond that, we've all gone on and done interesting and cool things, and it keeps growing and keeps building.
Yeah.
That being said, yeah, I mean, we all miss it. We've talked about it. We have a group text where, you know, we love each other as a cast, and, you know, we still have fans constantly tweeting at us about it. It was hard, and I went from having a steady, awesome job to having no job and being, you know, another out-of-work actor in Los Angeles. And my parents split up, and I was far away. They were in New York.
Yeah.
I was here, but I was getting phone calls from my mom. I was getting phone calls from my sister. I was getting phone calls from my grandmother, talking to my dad about it. You know, it was just a very real thing. And I was having all these conflicting feelings, and I just, for whatever reason, while watching Jumanji one day, I wrote a song, because I was watching his film, I was watching it, and then I started watching his other films, and I realized there are some through lines. There's always something about not wanting to grow up, about, you know, or growing up too fast even.
Yeah.
Something, just age really plays a big part. He always plays, there's always a character named Jack. Always a character named Jack.
Yeah.
And he always, there's always like strains on his marital bonds. You look at Doubtfire, you look at, or parental bonds as well. You look at Jumanji, him and his dad are estranged, then he goes away and he grows up too fast. Hook, you know, his wife and kids are like, you work too much, you're doing too many things. And so I thought, like, this is going to be easy, this is going to be fun, this is going to be smart, I have this funny idea, 10 songs, whatever, it'll take a month. It took 3 years.
Wow.
It took 3 years.
Wow.
But, I mean, so what happened was, I wrote about, like, 8 of the songs, they were completed, and then he passed away, and Robin Williams died. And I'm like, well, I can't release this album now, this is so, you know, that's in bad taste. But it weighed on me. I had these songs completed, and it was like, it sounds pretty cool.
No,
it sounds really good.
Okay.
And
wait, hold on.
Okay.
Let me like sink this, like soak it in and then dive in.
Sure, go for it.
Robin Williams, are you crediting him with him getting you through this phase in your life where was thrown at you? Starts with Victorious, it goes into your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Was he your escape? Were these movies it for you?
It made sense. You know, he has always been a beacon since I was very young. And so when I moved out here, I actually crossed paths with him twice. I was backstage at UCB. I was about to do a show. And he came back and just started talking about Waiting for Godot, just to the room. He was just doing a whole bit about Waiting for Godot. And it really – he performed it. He used to do it with, I think, Billy Crystal. And he was talking about how they perform it in prisons because it's a concept that every prisoner understands. Waiting. Waiting for Godot is a play by Samuel Beckett. It's very famous, very good play. And that was just like, wow. I had just moved out. I was like, this is like what celebrity. This is like fame. This is odd. This is Los Angeles.
Also
like,
weird fate.
Feeling it. What's that?
Also weird fate. Looking back at those moments, I mean, you cross paths with him twice.
Fate. Oh, okay, yes.
I mean, that's, you know, that's... And you had no idea that any of this would be...
No, but, you know, when I started writing it, I was like, he's going to listen to it and like it. I'm going to hang out with Robin Williams. I'm going to make an album. He's going to get it.
Are you upset now that he can't listen to it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited for people to hear it because I've just been talking about it for so long. And now you can actually, like, when does this go up?
This is probably going to go up either next week or, like, top of next week.
It's available.
Yes.
It's available. You're going to be able to listen to it. And even if you can sample the tracks and I'm going to be doing things, I'm going to be able to say, hey, listen to this album instead of this album's coming out.
Who are you making? Who did you make this album with?
It's a producer that I met named Jim Greer. He worked with Foster the People.
Okay, cool.
And does a lot of, like a lot of hip hop stuff. There's a cool hip hop Becky influence on some tracks as well.
I mean, Ed, when I was listening to Jumanji and I was listening to Fisher King, everything on it sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, it sounds like a professional, real record with
perfect.
Real sound and like just, I mean, real instruments. You use real instruments?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, how did you do all of that? Did you fund it yourself?
Yeah, we split it halfway between me and Josh Bloom,
cool.
The producer of it. And, I play guitar, I play bass, and Jim played, he was able to play mandolin and accordion. He was able to put the accoutrement, all the extra instruments on. And we played drums. We had a live drummer. We had a saxophone from Angelo Moore from Fishbone. If we have ska fans out there, they're legendary. we try to keep it. Some drums are electronic on tracks like Moscow. Yeah. But beyond that, I wanted to make something lush. You know, I listened to what's on the radio and it's so manufactured. And I really wanted to make something personal, especially as an opening statement. It's sort of like a here I am world. This is Matt Bennett. I wanted to make something that was just a statement.
Can you categorize Matt Bennett in music? Because I think, you know, based on, I think, your Swell and Broken Glass, I think the world maybe might have, you know, assumed that the music you're going to come out with might be a little bit more funny, a little lighthearted. And this is kind of a combination.
Right. That's exactly. It's a funny concept with a very serious approach to it.
Yeah.
I wanted to approach it from, you know, from an angle of, you know, blow away your preconceptions of what Matt Bennett is. Now is the time. You know, when I recorded this, I was 23. I just turned 24 in November. And I was like, I can't be, you know, acoustic guitar playing songs about love and Mario Kart. I can't be doing that my entire life. That's a real thing. So there are steps in between. That's the other thing. You know, I was working on an album that fell through before this one, called The Monumental Good Thing. My producer moved to Nashville and didn't tell me. But the tracks are real. Yeah, exactly. The tracks are really cool, and they act as sort of like a stepping stone between the two. Maybe someday it'll surface.
What were those songs about? Was that a concept album?
It was not. It was more of an EP. I had songs about rainbows. I had a song called Rainbows and Grandpa and You. I love Rainbows and Grandpa and You. I had a song called Big Plans. Where the chorus was, I've got big plans for you in the least creepiest way possible. Got big plans for you. Like love. It's trying to make an interesting spin on
That's
love.
That's really great.
Oh, cheers. Thank you. Maybe I'll revisit it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know, your concept album, it mass appeal, but I think Grandpas and Rainbows, they're mass appeal.
That's true. Everybody loves Grandpas.
But is there something that you, I mean, is there a part of you that doesn't want mass appeal? Because I feel like you're, from Victorious being one of the most mass appeal children's shows to really ever exist for our generation, you've kind of gone the opposite. Like, you've taken the more, I don't want to say indie approach to things, but it's just a more of an artistic approach.
You know, well, there's no such thing as a mainstream anymore.
Yeah.
That's the real big bummer. I mean, yeah, there's stuff what's on the radio and what gets hundreds of millions of views on YouTube, but everything is so scattered with the internet. I was like, before I have to, you know, not sell out, but just before I have to compromise things, I wanted to make something very pure, something that, you know, I wrote these songs, you know, I labored over them. And, you know, I'm happy that I can put this down.
Yeah.
Going forward with the stuff that I know from doing this album, I'm going to make some more poppier stuff. But, you know, power pop. I love Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever listened to them.
Are you kidding?
New Jersey.
I'm from Wayne, New Jersey.
That's right. So I'm a huge Fountains of Wayne fan. I want to do like that kind of thing.
Cool.
Where they take these interesting concepts with their songs.
Stacey's Mom.
But make them so catchy.
But
now that since I have this.
So this is your art you're saying, post this, you're ready to compromise and sell out.
Well, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, this one's for me, the next one's for you, next one's for you. I don't know. We'll see what comes out next. I've been working on, there are two different projects, you know, song projects that I have. Some of them are like a bunch of songs about murder. And then a lot of songs about love and partying and fun, but having a fun summer. There are two extremes to Matt Bennett. It's like I'm a flowing river and I can't channel where this all goes.
It's beautiful.
You know, when you get upset or you get angry, you have a bad audition, you get a flat tire.
Yeah.
You know, I can't write a song about having a good time going out.
No.
You want to write a song about murder.
That's why
I have this rubber banana. It's my stress reliever.
How hard has the acting life been for you post-Victorious? I mean, you get some stuff. I saw Fresh Off the Boat, you killed.
I was just on, thank you. I was on
I
Fresh
love
Off
that
the
show.
Boat. I've been consistently working, and it's been good. I'm looking for the next Victorious type thing where, you know, I can really flesh out a character. Mostly it's been one-offs, but last year I had two great movies that I was in. I was in Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Awesome.
Which won Sundance, and Stanford Prison Experiment.
Cool.
So both of them I love. People love them. I was so happy to be a part of it. I learned so much from doing it. And I'm looking to do more stuff like that. But yeah, there's so many actors. There's so many people trying to do what, you know, I'm trying to do. So the next step is writing my own stuff.
You're pretty freaking good at it, dude.
Thank you. Yeah,
you are.
This is my toe in the ocean. This is my toe.
And you
forget
look
the pool.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
How's that life been? You hooking up with anyone?
Look, not recently.
No.
You know what? No, not recently.
I feel like you and Japanese women would do well together.
I was just in Japan.
Blonde haired, blue eyed people are like hugely popular over there.
Blonde haired, blue eyed.
Yeah,
people.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, still.
I want to spend more time over there.
Yeah.
I'm looking to, you know, I just love every aspect of it. So I want to go.
What?
That's where I got this rubber banana.
I think there's also
you buy weird things in Japan.
Can I try?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like there's also a huge market for your music too. Maybe.
Well, so that's one of the things. You know, music you can do it anywhere. Yeah. So when I was over, do you want the banana?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
So when I was over there, I took a meeting with Sony Japan.
Okay.
And they said it might be hard to put this one out, but give us your next single. So I'm like, I want to write a Japanese pop song right now. That would be the coolest.
First of all, the fans are insane. The music scene is awesome.
Music scene is so good. I'm glad that you are aware of that.
Yeah, I totally. Wonder Girls from like a while ago. I've been following.
Wonder
these
Girls are K-pop.
Are they? Maybe
they
it's
might
wrong.
Be K-pop. You know, pop from Asian countries in general is just so superior.
But you're upset. What's your name?
Kiari Pami Pamiu.
Yes.
So her and her producer, Yasutaka Nakada, just crank out the hits. Just gold, gold, gold. It's so, so, so good. And just inspires me constantly.
So have you met her?
I have met her. I met her on this last trip.
What was that like? Does she know who you are?
Yes, now she does know who I am. I sent her a birthday message with Ariana.
That's cool.
And so
she
followed me on Twitter, and I was like, this is exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, and we may have texted a little bit.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
Hey.
I don't know. Well, now I want to educate myself more. You take Japanese classes. You speak it really, really well.
I speak it really well until I'm over there, and they're talking so fast at me that I'm like, wait, hold on, slow down. Yukurikudasai, please, slow. It's something when everything kind of fell apart in my life, I was like, I want to have a hobby that I can pump a lot of time into, you know, something that I can't complete in like a week or a month or even a year, just something that I can constantly spend my time on and really get good at something. And for whatever reason, it was just Japanese. But Japanese became the thing.
What was it about the culture that just fascinated you?
The first thing was you see all the pictures of them wearing surgical masks.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, they're afraid of getting sick. It's because they're feeling sick and they don't want to get other people sick. There's a courtesy over there that is just, I know.
That's really nice. That's really cool.
There's a certain courtesy, and you know, going over there, it's so clean. There's no pollution.
Wow.
Everybody takes the train. You feel connected to something. You know, we're sitting in our metal coffins, driving down the 405, screaming at people, and I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. And even when you're, you know, on the JR, the train line, and there's like, you know, 100 people packed into this tiny train, and you're squeezed up against the wall, you feel alive.
And you feel like you're a part of something.
Connected to something.
Yeah.
You know, and the more that I go out, when you're first there, it's overwhelming, but the more I go out, the more I get a feel for it. And the more friends that you make, the more places you discover, and the more other friends you make, and you hang out with them, and, you know, you go out until 6 a.m, and you're drinking on the street, and it feels real. It feels like being young.
Do you want to live there one day?
I'd love to. Yeah. That's the next step.
I think the Japanese people would enjoy themselves some Matt Bennett.
I got a good response from this trip. The next time I go out is looking like maybe September.
Cool.
And so, I want to get out there as much as I can. I'd like to spend 4 months in Japan, 4 months in America, and then 4 months, you know, I don't know.
Touring? Whatever. Shooting?
I would love to tour. I would love to play live. I think I want another album. I want more material. Because this one is like 40 minutes long, 45 minutes or something like that.
But it's 40 minutes of divorce tunes and Robin
divorce
Williams.
Tunes. Yeah.
It is. I mean,
featuring such hits as Moscow on the Hudson. Who's seen Moscow on the Hudson? I was like, this is a good idea. I spent time on this album.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Can we talk about Halsey? I'm looking at your Twitter. Like, do you hate her or do you like her? Like, what the hell is going on here?
I discovered that I have a big old plate of beef with Halsey now.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I mean, did you start it?
I didn't start it.
Who started it? She did?
Well, so what happened was my friend said, do you think Halsey voted for Hillary Clinton?
No, she's a Bernie person.
I didn't know. And I said, well, I think she's on tour right now. Halsey's a very busy person, has a very busy schedule.
Yeah.
And she wrote, what did she write back? Something. Oh. She called me the A word.
I went to go look for a response, and I think she might have deleted it.
She deleted it, but it left a mark, and people were tweeting at me.
Wait, but
people
were
very mean.
She called you that because you said she was busy?
She said, yeah. So she said, I voted for Bernie, and you're an A-hole. How do you fit being an A-hole into your schedule? And
oh, my God.
And it has caused me emotional distress.
She comes in hot. Like
it has cost me a job.
What?
Maybe. Maybe. No, probably not, but maybe. And I am
job?
I'm considering taking legal action against Halsey.
No.
No way.
For saying the things.
Get out of here.
What do you want from me?
Slander.
What kind
slander.
Of job
slander.
Would you lose? Like a Halsey music video?
It you know what? I fell asleep and I missed an audition.
Okay. Hey, if you feel that it's the right move to take legal action against Halsey because you know
I just want an apology.
You're emotionally hurt by it, do it. And you know, Halsey's been on the show. Her face is on the wall over there.
Did she draw that?
Yeah.
It's a good drawing. It looks really good. She looks good.
Pandering.
Look, you know, I have nothing against Halsey. I was raised on Biggie and Nirvana, too. Like,
you've been tweeting at her for weeks. I've been looking at your stuff.
Look, you know, I'm a guy trying to do music. She's a girl trying to do music. Who am I to throw shade, as the kids say these days? I'm just a guy with a rubber banana and an album Terminal Cases available now. Matt Bennett Terminal Cases. I don't hate Halsey. Never met her. I'd like to. That'd be cool.
Maybe next time she comes, if she says it's okay, you can come by.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like this area. I like Culver City.
It's good.
I don't mind making the trip.
If you just happen to be in town, you can swing by.
I'm sure I'll be in town. I'm sure I'll be available.
Victorious. I mean, do you think about it sometimes? Are you upset that it's over? I am.
You know what? It didn't feel like it was over until very recently.
Really?
It was over for a while. It kind of, you know, it rolled back around for a second, and now it's gone again. So I don't know. I miss it a lot. I had a good time on that show. It was like a dream job. Nickelodeon. I got slimed, guys. I'm the current reigning slime king still.
That's huge.
I'm still the current reigning slime
king. I barely see slime on the network anymore.
I can't say I've been watching it too much.
No, I mean, I don't really. I see them on Twitter and Instagram. That's about
mm-hmm.
it. And there's no slime there. So.
There's no slime?
No.
Oh, well.
When you think back, you know, to that time, I mean, you would have kept it going, right? You would have done another season or two?
I think another season would have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we were all game for it, too. But, you know, it just wasn't in the cards, I guess.
What happened there?
I don't know, man.
You have to have you know what I mean? Like, when you think about something like that, you have to have somebody in your brain that you just push the blame to.
Halsey.
At the time, Do you want to blame it on Halsey?
I mean, we could.
I mean, like, guys, it was Halsey. Nickelodeon was at a difficult place for them. Dan was at a difficult place for him. And it just kind of all, I guess basically what happened, you know, a tour would have helped if we had gone on tour.
It would have been huge,
dude. Really would have been huge. They couldn't get it together.
I mean, think about it. Few times ago that we hung out was backstage at MSG.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching Ariana from the front of the stage.
Can you imagine?
Sold out crowd 2 days in a row.
Victoria's cast at MSG.
That's all I'm saying.
So I think that the mentality is, what's the point of doing a music show when we're not selling CDs? Nobody buys CDs.
No.
And, you know, we're not touring with it. You know, slash and burn. Unfortunate.
It hurts.
I'm just a guy with a rubber banana.
Will you whip out the guitar and play for us?
Yeah, of course.
Matt Bennett whipping out his guitar right now.
This is the song about Jumanji that I wrote. This is the first one that I wrote for the album.
Beautiful.
Something stampeding over me. Looks like it's stampeding all over town. Since the new kids moved into my house, things haven't been the same around. Did somebody roll a 5 or an 8? How the hell did I get here anyway? Where's mom and dad? Are you my brother and sister? The fun is over now, you know that I miss her. What year is it? No, what year am I? Finally grew a beard, but have no reason to be alive. My psychotic, neurotic high school sweetheart. Stand back, I got this. The fireplace is bats and giant mosquitoes. But where the lion went is something only she knows. Where's mom and dad? Are you my brother and sister? Passion's over now, you know that I miss her. Ooh. We're out of the jungle, but we're not out of the jungle yet, 'cause life is so strange on the outside. Take me back, oh, take me back. Monkey in the refrigerator, how did you get to be so cold? Don't you know, after the game is over, you're going home. You're going home. In terms of love and danger, be careful where you stand. The heart is many a tricky thing, and the floor is quicker than the sand. You gotta keep playing the game, or that little monkey boy will keep fading away. Where's mom and dad? Are you my brother and sister? The love is over now, you know that I miss her. Jungle, but we're not out of the jungle yet, 'cause life is so strange on the outside. Take me back, oh, take me back. Monkey in the refrigerator, how did you get to be so cold? Don't you know, after the game is over, you're going home. You're going home. Out of the jungle, but we're not out of the jungle yet, 'cause life is so strange on the outside. Take me back, oh, take me back. David Alan Greer, answer me this. How did you get to be so cold? You used to live in color, now you're growing old. You're growing old. David Alan Greer. David Alan Greer. David Alan Greer.
Woo!
Yeah!
That's fun.
You were phenomenal.
Oh, cheers. Thank you very much.
Wow. Oh.
Mahalo.
You look so happy the whole time.
I love playing. Yeah. It's really, I don't get to do it enough.
When you look at both acting and music like this, I mean, where are you creatively satisfied the most?
So far I've had the most experience writing music, but do you guys want a little exclusive or something cool? I have been working on a script with Liz Gillies, and we're having so much fun with it, and I think that it could turn out to be something really cool.
That's amazing.
I know. So that's been very rewarding as well. It's fun to have a partner, especially somebody, you know, we have such good comedic rapport.
Are you kidding? You guys play off of each other.
If we do it right, it could be something really phenomenal. It could be something really cool.
Wow. Will you sing one more for us?
Do you want it to be off the album? Do you want something new and fresh?
You tell me. You set the tone, my friend. You do it. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Wonderwall.
Let me see. I do. I'm not going to sing it, but... Is it? It's A. Is there something off of here that I can play? Yeah. I'm here to promote the album. I should play another song off the album.
Good idea.
This is the song based off of Hook. The first part. Count to 10, I close my eyes. Where's my parachute? Why am I so afraid to fly? I used to do it all the time. You break a window, we'll be sucked into space. And I'd be amazed if I make it to my next birthday without my phone, my fax machine, and my briefcase. You'll put someone's eye out, you'll break your neck. All these rules, calm down, Dad, you're getting upset. More people die in cars than they do on planes. I can't grow up. I can't grow up. It's that time again, time out of mind, yeah, I can't grow up. Welcome to the show. Can you please put your phones on silent? And if you can't make it to the game, will you send someone to film the highlights? No, Jack's not here. You left him back at the field where his faith lies broken like a shattered clock's face. Maybe you know what's good for you? You'll get out of my way, cuz I'm crazy and I'm hurt. No, the head on my shoulders doesn't want to be saved. It just wants to be where it wants to be. And it doesn't want to be here with you. I can't grow up. I can't grow up. It's that time again. Time out of mind. Yeah, I can't grow up. Key change. I can't grow up. I can't grow up. It's that time again. Time out of mind. Oh yeah. I can't grow up.
Again, awesome. Awesome.
Cheers.
Seriously.
That was so fun. I love it. I love being on the Zach Sang show.
This is the most different performance I've ever had in on my show ever.
Really?
I've never had, like, seriously, this is, the songs are awesome, and they're unique, and they're, I mean, they literally, not saying that they're anti-pop, I mean, but they are, like, in the formatics of it. I mean, there's no, I mean, there's hooks, but they're rough, and it's, there's more, like, depth to it.
It tells a story.
Yes.
The album, you know, from the first track to the 10th track, it tells a full story. And there is a Flubber track that I didn't include on the album.
Well,
maybe a Japanese exclusive or something, when I'm releasing, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
How many times have you had to watch all these movies?
It's too many.
Like
and there's still more to come. I have this idea for if I do this live, I want to take all of the establishing shots. So when you're watching like Mrs. Doubtfire, there's a beautiful pan over all of San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I want to slow it down and just play with San Francisco playing in the background.
That's awesome.
And just use all of these locations from the movies.
That's great.
Kind of set the tone for where every event takes place, I guess.
Do you have a number on how many times? Like, what are we saying here? Like, can you, like, recite lines in the movie at this point?
Let me see. Fisher King I probably had to watch 5 times, maybe more. Moscow and the Hudson I probably about 5 times each.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so The World According to Garp, which is the last track, is coincidentally my father's favorite book. It's based off of a book by a guy named John Irving. And so that's where Terminal Cases comes from. The last line is, in the world according to Garp, we are all terminal cases. And that line got him. He handed me the book when I was in middle school, and it got me. It's really cool. And I'm glad when I told him the title, he just kind of beamed. In a way, this is an album to get my father's approval and his attention in a big way.
I mean, there's some reality to that. I mean, this album is stemming from, your parents' divorce.
Yeah.
Getting attention. There's a lot of stuff going on over there on the East Coast.
It's a big album about loss. You know, I felt like I was growing up. I was seeing things in a different way. The show ended. My parents ended. And I'm glad that I have a time capsule, a Snapchat, snapshot, yeah. Not a Snapchat, that only lasts about 10 seconds, a snapshot of what I was going through. And, the one thing, when I was writing it and recording, I'm like, oh, I'm going a little bit too far on this one. I would go so much further. Next one, I'm going to go much further.
In terms of depth, in terms of realness and honesty?
I don't know, all of it, it was my first attempt at doing anything like this. So I don't know. It's a great, great example of who I am, where I'm going, hopefully.
Do you feel like you needed to get this album out to move forward in your life?
Definitely. Because I was sitting, I stopped working on it for like 6 months after Robin Williams passed away. But it just, I couldn't write. I couldn't get this weight off my chest. Because I had this, it was pretty much done.
Yeah. Wow. Terminal Cases.
Terminal Cases. Thank you for watching this and listening to it. It does mean a lot. This is the first time I've ever done something. So your support and your support at home, thanks to viewers like you. I literally could not do it without people.
Will you be sending this album to the cast of Victorious and asking their opinion?
Oh, jeez. I would hate. I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably. Yeah, I'll give it to everybody. Avon's already heard some of it. Liz has heard all of it.
Okay.
Liz has a thank you on this. Liz and Michael played an integral part into the making of this.
I mean, I can imagine. Didn't Michael help you make it at all?
There was a night where we attempted, and it didn't pan out right. But it's wrapped up into the mythology of this album now.
Beautiful.
I'm happy that happened.
How does this album compare to Ariana's albums?
Well, so the original title for this was going to be Mine Truly. I was going to call this album, and then I was like, what? I saw her album came out, I said, what?
That's crap.
I said, that's crap. And then I was like, fine, Dangerous Man. I'm going to call this album Dangerous Man. And,
and then
she took it.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking about taking legal action.
Okay, so.
No, it's apples and oranges, obviously.
Avin has heard parts of the record.
Yeah, Avin's been very supportive. Avin's also a musician. He records sometimes. I wonder if he'll ever. I want him to put some stuff out.
Maybe together?
What a beautiful life this has been. That's an Avin Jogia song.
Really?
We were roommates for a year.
I remember that, yeah.
I'm putting you on blast, Avin. I want you to put that song out. I want to hear it.
You're throwing down. This is a message.
I'm throwing down.
So Avin's heard a little bit of it. Liz and Michael have heard the entire thing.
Right.
Has Victoria Justice heard any of it?
I haven't talked to Victoria in a while, so I don't think so.
Oh,
not in a long time.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, Leon, I will give to Daniela, Ariana, definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the crew, man.
And Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider. I forgot.
Are you kidding?
Love Dan. Gotta love Dan Schneider. I gotta get the CD into his hands.
You need to.
I don't know. It's weird when you put the blurb right on there where it's about divorce inspired by the films of Robin Williams. Everyone I hand it to, they go, oh, a CD. Oh. Oh, okay. Good. Good. I'm going to. Thank you. Every single person. So I hope that when you listen to these songs, you realize that it's something cool.
And it really is.
I'm excited now.
Terminal Cases. You got to check it out, man. Again, one more time. The debut album by Matt Bennett is a concept record about divorce inspired by the films of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's interesting.
It's a journey.
Even if it's not your cup of tea, you might try it and just, it could enrich your life. Who knows? Can I tell a slightly embarrassing Zach Sang story?
Go ahead.
Oh, the funniest thing.
What did I do?
What'd you do? We were all ordering drinks. and Liz is hardcore. She ordered vodka on the rocks.
Yeah.
And so the guy comes over with this tray and goes, here's a vodka on the rocks for the lady. And here is, I order red wine because you can't go wrong with a Malbec or a Merlot or a Pinot Noir or something. And he goes, and for the little miss, a lemon drop. And he handed Zach Sang like a margarita glass. It was like fluorescent yellow with sugar, not even salt on the rim.
Sugar. It was really good.
He goes, yum. And we're like, Zach.
Honestly, that's my fault because I introduced him to a lemon drop like 6 months ago.
I'm not knocking lemon drops. They're great. They taste really good. But like,
no,
it's a jazz club. You're like, yeah, da-na-na-na, snapping your fingers while sipping, you know, this fruit cocktail beverage.
It's now gotten to the point where I go to bars, right? Like, I was at a bar in New York the other day, and I go to them, can you just make me the fruitiest thing you can?
Oh,
God.
You know?
You don't say that.
You can ask. Red wine is grapes, so.
But it's strong, and it's bitter sometimes.
It's just if forget the taste, you look cool holding a glass of red.
That's it.
You look a little bit mature.
By the way, just on my notes, Virginity Hit. I've told you this many times. It's one of my favorite movies.
No way.
I told you that.
Why?
I love it. It's so good.
I haven't seen it in so long. It was fun. It was a very fun movie to do. We are, for at least 2010, we are the number one worst box office opening of all time for that movie. So,
woo!
Congratulations.
Huge.
We did it. Wow.
Matt Bennett, Terminal Cases. Check it out now. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Great fun.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.